Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome to the Investor Show. We're going to talk about what is market cap. We're going to talk about what is market cap, how to calculate market cap, what does it mean to investors, how we can use the market cap to talk about risk, how we can invest into it with indexes, and all those other great things. But ladies and gentlemen, first, before we get that started, if you haven't done it already,
hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
So once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, it's your gracious host coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So the first thing, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about is what is market cap? You may hear people say, oh, this is a large cap company, this is a small cap company, or a mid cap company. If you really follow the show, you'll kind of see what we always bring in market cap when we evaluate companies. But literally what this means, market cap, is market capitalization. People say market cap for short, but this is market capitalization. Market capitalization, a large cap company is a company with over 10 billion. A company over 10 billion is considered a large cap. Then a mid cap is considered a company from over 3 billion. 3 billion to 10 billion is mid cap. And a small cap is a company under $3 billion. So if you're under $3 billion, that's small cap. We're going to large cap. Small cap is under 3 billion. Mid cap is 3 billion to 10 billion. Large cap is 10 billion or more. Now, what does this mean? A large cap company is usually your more well-established companies. Or whatnot, you're not well-known, well-established, mature companies. I mean, prime example of a large-cap company that's well-known, is mature in the space is a McDonald's. We all know McDonald's is a big brand. Disney is a large, big company, is well-known, is well-established, pretty mature. So the likelihood that a large-cap company is going to double itself by the end of the year is pretty unlikely because it's already big and mature. Now, a mid-cap company is a company that is right on the verge of growing. It has a very high chance of growing. You know, it's right at the verge of, hey, it can really take off to do something great. So a mid-cap company is a company that could be right on the verge, is big enough, you know, it's mature enough, but not as mature. It's established, but not mature. If I was to do this, I would compare it to children and their ages. You know, you have an adult is 18, versus a mid-cap is somebody that's like 12 years old, but maybe about 14 years old, where they're responsible enough, but they're not all the way there. And then your small-cap company may be someone who's under 10 years old, whereas, you know, they're not as mature yet and as known. That's pretty much what your market cap. This kind of tell you what companies are at far as stages-wise. Large cap is mature, mid-cap is right in the middle, small cap is kind of emerging. An emerging company that's on its way up is kind of figuring things out. Now we're going to get into the next thing. Well, Prince, how do you calculate it? I have it pulled up here right in front of you. This is my E-Trade that's pulled up. You take the shares that are outstanding right here. It tells you the shares that are outstanding. 4.3 billion shares are outstanding of Coca-Cola. So you take the 4.3 billion and you multiply it times the share price, which is $50. So 50 times the 4.3 billion brings you to the market cap of 2.15 billion in market cap for Coca-Cola. Now you say, well, so you take the shares that are outstanding. If a prime example, if a company issues 1 million shares and their stock price is $1, right? You take 1 million times one, boom, you got 1 million. That's your market cap, right? Market capitalization. That's how you calculate it. How do you calculate it? Now that you know what it is, you know how to calculate it. Okay, Prince, what does this mean to investors? What does it mean to investors? Like, okay, you know what the market cap is. So the market cap can let you know what the risk is. It can let you know what the risk is to a company. It can also let you know the stage that the company is in and things like that. That's the two biggest things I look at it. How big are you in your space? What type of risk am I taking? Your growth potential. And, you know, that's pretty much it that I know of. That's what you can use your market cap for. So for prime example, here we go. The first thing, Prince, how can you calculate risk? a large cap company is considered to be less risky, right? If you invest in a Coca-Cola, it's a large cap company. It's a whole lot riskier than the new company called Vitamin Water that comes across the block. A mid-cap company is considered to be middle risk, moderate, in the middle, right? Versus a small cap is considered to be high risk, very high risk if you invest into a small cap company. Prince, what does that mean? How does that make sense? Okay, so for prime example, when you have a market downturn, like right now we're experiencing a pandemic, you have a market downturn, guess what? The little guys go first. Pay attention to Hertz. Pay attention to the smaller companies are the first ones to go bankrupt, right? They have limited resources. They don't have as many resources as the big boys. Another thing is competition. Competition is very easy to jump in and compete with a brand new company. Oh, wow, they got a new idea. But it's very hard to compete with Coca-Cola, right? It's way easier to. I'm trying to think of a small cap company right now. Who's a very small company in a space? Let's take company like I can't even think of a small cap off the top of my head. But a prime example, it's very easy to compete with a small company versus a giant. So when you invest into a small cap company, it's very hard to compete with them. It's very easy to compete with a small cap versus a large cap, which makes it more risky. Another thing is the growth potential. The small cap company, it has a higher growth potential than a large cap. For prime example, I'm 35 years old. My son is 9 years old. Who do you think is probably going to grow the most physically in the next 10 years? It's probably going to be him, right? Because I'm pretty mature. He has a lot of room to grow. Small cap companies have a lot of room to grow versus the bigger companies. They don't have that much room to grow, right? So that's why people like to invest into them. So the next thing we want to jump into, you know, you have indexes, right? So for prime example, you can invest into large cap companies. You don't have to go around and search them. The biggest index that tracks large cap companies is the S&P 500. Right here, you can go into the S&P 500, right? S&P 500, this tracks the 500 largest companies in America. So boom, right here, S&P 500, SPY is how you can invest into them. SWPPX, that's one of the easiest ways. Another index, you can go to the MDY. That's Mike Delta Yankee, MDY. This is the S&P 500, 400 companies that they pick that are in the mid cap. We can go to the portfolio to see what they're tracking. Right here, we can see the top companies they're tracking. I haven't heard of them. Estes, I haven't heard of that one. But these are the ones that are mid cap companies, right? The top ones that they're tracking. So you can say, hey, you know what? I want to invest just in mid cap companies, or I want to invest into large cap companies. Even you say, Prince, well, what about the little guys? What about the smaller companies? You can go SLY. This is Sierra Lima Yankee. Right here, these are your smaller cap companies right here under 300,000, right? You got Wingstop that's in here. That's a noticeable company. You have Stamps.com. I heard of them before. Simpsons Manufacturing, but you can invest into them, right? They have a higher chance of growth, but they also have a higher risk, right? So there you have it. You can invest in those are your indexes. You know, you have large cap companies, small cap companies, and things like that. Who we have here? Hey, how you doing, Miss Julia? She says, hi. We are live. We got Tony here. He's out in Cleveland, Ohio. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, we just went over what is small cap. I mean, what is the market cap? We talked about how to calculate it. We talked about what does it mean to investors. We talked about the risk that's associated, that you can calculate a company's risk by looking at the market cap. And we also talked about how you can invest into large cap, small cap, and mid cap by using the indexes. Well, that's going to conclude my time, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you guys and girls for tuning in, for the people that caught this live, and for the people that catch the playback. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, share button. And to the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.